Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Harios is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'iloi Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara Nafsayin, which is a continuation from the Mishnah before Nafavam Abbeis, which is the beginning of Perek HaYakoyim Mashiach. Our Mishnah says as follows: Hoyakoy Mashiach Atme Shegig Vaasa Shegig Mevi Par Shegig Vasa Mezid Mezid Vaasa Shegig Potter Sheiros Koy Mashiach Atme Koyas based in Watsibor. Now, as far as the Koy Mashiach is concerned, there are two differences between a Koy Mashiach and a regular Yachid who is Chaytei. A regular Yachid who is Chaytei brings a Kispa or a Sira. On the other hand, a Koy Mashiach who is Chaytei is mechuyev to bring a par. That is one difference between a Koy Mashiach and a regular Yachid who is Chaytei. Another difference between a regular Yachid who is Chaytei and a Koy Mashiach is this, that a Koy Mashiach is only chayev to bring a par if there was a Helim Dover. And only if there was a Helim Dover and a Shigigas Maisa do we say that a Koy Mashiach is mechuyev to bring a par. If one only had a Shigigas Maisa without a Helim Dover, then there is no chiyuv to bring a par. Now, as far as this, we say that in order for a Koy Mashiach to be chayav to bring a par, one needs a helim dover im shigiyas maisa. A shigiyas maisa by itself is not enough in order to mechayav the Koy Mashiach to bring a par. We find in our Gemara that the makor is from this, that the pasuk says, "Ash masa am," and the Torah compares a Koy Mashiach to the chiyuv of a par helim dover shal tzibor. And we learn out from there that just like a tzibur is only chayiv, with a helim dover im shigas maisa, so to a Koy Mashiach is only chayiv in a par if there is a helim dover im shigas maisa. Now, as far as a Koy Mashiach was chayti b'shigas maisa without a helim dover, as we find in our Mishnah, from our Mishnah, Ochir one clearly sees that the halach is of a Koy Mashiach only has a shigas maisa and there is no helim dover, and the halach is the Koy Mashiach is completely potter. As our Mishnah says, the mezid va'asa shigig is potter. And we do not say that if a Koy Mashiach only has a shigas maisa without a helim dover, then he should be considered like a regular yachid, who is chai v'kispa or a seira. Just like we find by a tzibur, that if a tzibur were chai to b'shigas maisa without a helim dover, then each yachid v'yachid is chayv a kispa or a sira. But rather we say that if a Koy Mashiach only has a shigas maisa, then he is potter. Which Rashi explains that the makar that a Koy Mashiach is not considered like a regular yachid, who is chayv a kispa or a sira b'shigas maisa, is from the drasha of the Gemara later on, Dafid Aleph from Manal, the Gemara Darshins, from the pasuk that the pasuk says, Ma'am Haaretz, that the only person who is chayv a kispa or a sira is only in Am Haaretz, prat u'mashiach, deni mevi karbim b'shigas maisa. So again, as one sees in Rashi, there are two separate drashas. The drash of our Gemara ba'ashmas ham is coming to mechadish, and in order for Koy Mashiach to be chayv a par, one needs a helim dover im shigas maisa, that as far as a chayv a par is concerned. Now, as far as this, a Koy Mashiach is not considered like a regular yachid who is chayte, who is chayv a korban b'shigas maisa. The makor is from Me'am Haaretz Prat Mashiach. That from there we learn out that a Koy Mashiach is not considered like a regular yachid who is chayte, who is chayv for a shigas maisa. In the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis, we find that the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis says as follows: that if the Kohen Gadol is not a mufla, Oish nishtatev him based in Berava Asa, Bechala Eisen, Kshu Semech al Haya Asa, Yim Haya As based in, Hareyu Kmayish Echad, Mi based in Shesemech al Haya Asa, Eida Shahumi Mena, Vidina Kedinish Echad Mishar Ha'am, Im Haya Eisen Vakal, Hu Yiskapo Im Atzibor, Vim Haya Miot, Hu Echad Mehem. From the Rambam and his Mashma, that a Koy Mashiach could be Chayev like a regular yachid for a shigas maisa, and if all one has is a shigas maisa, then a Koy Mashiach will be chayv a kispa or a seira like a regular yachid. This that we find that one needs a helem davar im shiras maisas as far as a kohen mashiach being chayv a par. In order for a kohen mashiach to be chayv a par, one needs a helem davar im shiras maisa. A shiras maisa by itself by a kohen mashiach is not enough to be chayv a kohen mashiach in a par. But in such a case, he will be chayv a regular kispa or a seira, like a yachid who is chayte. In other words, the Rambam understands this, that we darshan from a oshmas ha'am, that a kohen mashiach is ketzibur is only as far as a chiyuv par is concerned. That as far as a chiyuv par is concerned, a kohen mashiach is like a tzibur. That in order to be chayev that chiyuv, one needs a helem davar im shigias maisa, just like one needs by a tzibur. In order to be chayev a par helem davar shal tzibur. Now, according to the Rambam, one has to understand this how we to explain pshat in the drosh of the Gemara later on, that Alpha and Alpha, the Gemara darshins from Emma Oretz Prat to Mashiach, that a Mashiach is not chayv a korban like a regular Emma Oretz who is chayte. And so too, one can ask the following kash on the sheet of the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, in Rashi, on the bottom of the Amud B'dibra Ramaschel, Vayroa di Deilav Kumhi, Rashi brings the following raya. That a kohen mashiach who is chayte without a helem davar is pater mikum. And Rashi brings right from the Gemara later on daf tes amud aleph, that the Gemara says that a kohen mashiach ein chatase shave liyechidim. From this, the Gemara says that a chatas of a kohen mashiach is not shave liyechidim. Rashi proves that a kohen mashiach who is chayte b'shigas maisa without a helem davar is pater mikum. If we are to say that a kohen mashiach who is chayte b'shigas ma'is without a helem davar is considered like a regular yachid who is chayv a kispo or a seira, then his chatos is shave l'shar yechidim, since by shigas ma'is he is also chayv a kispo or a seira. That is a raya that Rashi brings to shita that one needs a helem davar in order to be chayv a korban. But now one has to understand pshat in the Rambam, according to the sheet of the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis, who understands that a kohen mashiach is chayev b'shigas ma'isa to bring a kisp or a sira. If so, how we to explain this, that the Gemara says on Av Tesem Rebeis, that by a kohen mashiach ein chatase shave liyechidim. So to explain pshat in the Gemara on Av Tesem Rebeis, according to the Rambam, we find that the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis explains pshat in the Gemara on Av Tesem Rebeis with a different mahalach. And the Rambam explains this, that the Gemara says in Aftes and Abesa, Ein Chatase Yishav Yechidim. The Gemara does not mean to say that he is not Mechui of the same Chatas as other Yechidim, but rather the Gemara means to say that Einai Chayet Par Shigas Maisa Bolvad Kamei Kol HaKol Ela Ad Shatei Sham Hira Behelem Dover. In other words, this, that the Gemara says, Ein Chatase Yishav Yechidim is as far as his Chiyah Par is concerned. That as far as his chiyuv par is concerned, in order to be chayv his chiyuv par, one needs a helem davar, and a shigas mais is not enough. And therefore, ein chatas yishavu yechidim, since by a chiyuv of a yachid, all one needs is a shigas maisa. On the other hand, as far as a chiyuv par of a kohen mashiach, one needs helem davar im shigas maisa. That is how the Rambam explains pshat and the Gemara in the Aftes on the base, which is a Rambam of shitase. Since the Rambam understands that a kohen mashiach who is chayte b'shigas ma'isa is chayv a kispa or a seira. Now, to answer the first kasha we mentioned before in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, from this we find later on in the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that there's a drasha me'amaretz prat to mashiach. That according to the Rambam, what is that drasha coming to teach us? If as far as a chiyuv par is concerned, we already know that in order for a kohen mashiach to be chayit ming a par, one needs helem davar im shigas maisa. From this, the pasuk says, l'oshmas ha'am. So the answer is, kasha l'chir, one can say as follows, that from the pasuk of l'oshmas ha'am we learn out, that in order to be chayit a par, one needs a helem davar im shigas maisa. But still needs a pasuk of me'am ha'aretz to teach us, that where there is a helem davar im shigas maisa, he is only chayev to bring a par, he is not chayev to bring a kispa or a seira. In other words, there will be a havamina that even where one has a helem davar im shigas maisa, but still he should be chayev both a par and a kispa or a seira. And he should be chayev to bring a par for the helem davar, and he should be chayev to bring a kispa or a seira, since he is not more kal than any other yachid who is chayev for their shigas maisa kispo or asira. And for that reason, he's a pasuk of Memaaretim Achadish that he is only chayev a par, and he is not chayev a kispo or asira. That is a chayra, how one can explain pshat, according to the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis. In Rabbeinu Chananel we find that Rabbeinu Chananel has a third shita. And Rabbeinu Chananel understands that there is a difference between a kohen who is a mufla and a kohen who is not a mufla. And as far as a kohen Moshiach who is a mufla, la'wachezi, he is only chayiv behelem dover im shigas maisa. And if all one has is a shigas maisa without a helem dover, he is not chayiv to bring any carbon whatsoever. But that is only as far as a kohen who is a mufla is concerned. As far as a kohen who is not a mufla, then we will say that he is chayiv b'shigas maisa, even if there is no helem dover. As Rabbeinu Chananel says, that im ein zakoin ha-mashiach mufla roi la-yua shadinei kehed yit ba-oma. Abol kohen ha-mashiach mufla hine chayiv b'shigas maisa b'loi helem dover shum korban klal. Which, as Rabbeinu Chananel explains, is based on the drasha of Me'amoret Prat Moshiach. And Rabbeinu Chananel explains, Mufla to mean someone who is Roi Laira. And if one has a Kohen Moshiach who is Roi Laira, only by such a Kohen Moshiach do we say that he is only Chayav Behelem Dover Im Shigigas Maisa. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara asks the following kash on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the following halacha. Chata Bifnei atzmei mevi bifnei atzmei chata matzibur miskaperwe im atzibur. On this, our Gemara asks, Hei chidomi, ilei madhu mufla vehem einan muflaim shita de miskaperwe bifnei atzmei. Hayo adil hain vilei kvum uboi asui kispa oisira kol chad vechad. Vihidi ina muflaim vuhu av mufla amai miskaperwe bifnei atzmei. Hayo adidei vilei kvum hi. Rashi explains that the kasha of the Gemara is a kasha on this that we learned. The chata b'fnei atzmei mevi b'fnei atzmei. On this the Gemara asks, v'di'inun mufan v'hu av mufan mai meskapoi b'fnei atzmei. Since his ayra is not considered ayra, all one has is a shigas maisa. And by shigas maisa, koyim Moshiach is not chayev for a shigas maisa. Which is Rashi Shitase, that by a Kohen Moshiach there is no chiyuv for Shigas Maisa based on the drasha of Me'amoret. And even though this Kohen Moshiach is not a mufla still, he is not chayiv for Shigas Maisa. Rabbeinu Chananel, on the other hand, explains pshat in the kasha of the Gemara that the kasha of the Gemara is not referring back to the resha of chata b'fnei'atzmei mevi b'fnei'atzmei, but rather the Gemara is asking a kasha on this, that the Sefa says, chata matzibur miskaper lei im hatzibur. And the Gemara asks as follows, v'avina b'hei chidami hirasei b'hadi tzibur niskaper lei b'par hatzibur, idu mufa v'hime ina mufon hira didhu v'lei kumi, v'hu d'hirasei la'atzmei hira k'sha'asei yavi par, idei mufon v'hu ene mufa hira didei v'lei kumi, t'kehed yitami b'hadi kol miskaper, the lav bari suye parhu. In other words, the Gemara means to ask that as far as the Seif is concerned, if he is not a mufla, it is pashet, that he is meskaper matzibur, since he is considered like a regular yachid, which is Rabbeinu Chananel Shitase, who understands that a kohen who is not a mufla is considered like a regular yachid. So again, we have three shitas. In the Rishonim, as far as a kohen Moshiach is concerned, according to Rashi, a Kohen Moshiach is only chayiv a par, and a Kohen Moshiach is never chayiv a kispa or a seira, which is based on the drasha of Me'amoret Prat Moshiach. And in order to be chayiv a par, one needs a helem dover im shigigas maisa. That is the shita of Rashi. And according to Rashi, this that we find in the Gemara Daf Testament Beis, the Gemara Daf Testament Beis says that the chatos of a Kohen Moshiach is not shavu yechidim. And for that reason, a Kohen Gadol Moshiach is not chayav al tumas, mikdash, v'kadash, of according to Reb Shimon, is referring to any Kohen Moshiach. By any Kohen Moshiach, the halach is according to Reb Shimon, he's not chayav al tumas, mikdash, v'kadash, of, since no matter what, ein chatasei shavu yechidim. And so to this, we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara says, that a kohen mashiach does not bring an asham toli, which is based on the drasha v'chipra of a kohen al shigigasei asher shagag. Mi shachatasei v'shigigasei shav v'yatza mashiach, shein shigigasei v'chatasei shav v'dechsiv v'ash masam, harei o mashiach katzibor, is also referring to any type of a kohen mashiach, since by any type of a kohen mashiach, the halach is ein chatasei v'shigigasei shav, since one needs Helm Dover im Shigas Maisa for Koy Mashiach Tvi Chayiv. That is the Shita Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananu on the other one argues. Rabbeinu Chananu differentiates between a Koy Mashiach who is Roy Wayra and a Koy Mashiach who is not Roy Wayra. And only by a Koy Mashiach who is Roy Wayra do we say that he is Chayiv in a par. And in order for such a Koy Mashiach Tvi Chayiv in a par, one needs Helm Dover im Shigas Maisa. On the other end, by a Koy Mashiach who is not Roy Wayra, such a Koy Mashiach is considered like a regular Yachid who is Chai the Kispa or a Seira. And according to Ben Yochanan of this, that we find in the Gemara Daf Tes on the base, that a Koy Mashiach is Ein Chatasei Shavu Yechidim. And as we find in our Gemara says that a Koy Mashiach Ein Chatasei Shigasei Shavu is only referring to a Koy Mashiach who is a Mufla. A Koy Mashiach who is not a Mufla, his chatas is shavu yichidim, and by koy mashiach who is on a mufa, his chatas is shigasi shave, and therefore by such a koy mashiach, even according to Reb Shimon, he will be chayiv al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, and such a koy mashiach will be chayiv in asham toloi. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayis is a third shita, and the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis understands that a Kohen Mashiach could also be Chayiv a Kispa or a Seira. This that one needs a Helm Dover im Shigas Maisa is an order for a Kohen Mashiach to be Chayiv a Par. But if there was no Helm Dover, then a Kohen Mashiach would be Chayiv for a Shigas Maisa, Kispa or a Seira. That is the Shita of the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis. In the Rambam in Yad, in Hochash Kogis and Perek Tesvav, Halacha Beis, and Halacha Gimel, we find that the Rambam is Chazer from his Shita and Pirush Mishnayis. And the Rambam in Yad holds, like the Shita of Rashi, that the only time a Koy Mashiach is Chayiv is only Helm Dover im Shigas Maisa. And without a Helm Dover im Shigas Maisa, Koy Mashiach is not Chayiv to bring any carbon whatsoever. But now one has to understand the Sohawi to explain Shat and the Rambam in Perek Tesvav Milchash Kogas Halacha Dalid, that the Rambam says the following Chiddush, and the Rambam explains this, so we find in our Gemara, that if he was Hira im HaBeistin, Miskaper Loi im HaBeistin, the Rambam says this, that he is Miskaper Loi im HaBeistin, and he is not Chayev to bring his own carbon, is because by Hira im HaBeistin we say that he was not Semech Al Hira Ase Lagamri, and since he was not Semech Al Hira Ase Lagamri, for that reason, one does not have the Chiyuv Par, which is dependent upon Helim Dover im Shigas Maisa. In order for a Kohen Mashiach to be Chayev to bring a Par, one needs that he was Semech on his Hira Lagamri, since only then do we have a Helim Dover im Shigas Maisa. And since in this case he was not Semech Al Hira Ase Lagamri, for that reason he is not Chayev to bring a Par. And for that reason he is Miskaper together with the Tzibur. If we are to say that the only time a Koy Mashiach is Chayev to bring a Par is only if there is a Helm Dover im Shigas Maisa, and if there is no Helm Dover, then there is no Chiyuv Karban whatsoever. If so, he does not need a Kapara. And if he does not need a kapara, what is pshat in this that we say miskaper loy im habeistin? So to explain pshat in our Gemara according to the Rambam, one has to say as follows, that even though in order for a Koy Mashiach to be chayav to bring a par, one needs a Helm Dover im Shigas Maisa, and without a Helm Dover im Shigas Maisa, there is no chiyav carbon whatsoever, that does not mean to say that he does not need a kapara. But even without a Helm Dover, he needs a kapara for his Shigas Maisa. Just there is no carbon that he can bring, since there is a Tanai that in order to bring a par, one needs a Helm Dover. And since he needs a kapara for his Shigas Maisa, for that reason, the Mishnah says, a miskaper loy im habeistin, since he needs a kapara and he is an eskaper with a carbon that the Tzibor brings. That is a shita of the Rambam in Yad. From the Rambam in Yad, one sees the following chiddush, that had the halacha been that he is chayev to bring a par, he would not be neskaper im hatzibor. And even though he is here in Beis Din, but still he will be chayev to bring his own par. In Rashi, and so too in Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, one sees a Rashi and Rabbi Yochanan both understand that even if the Kohen Gadol was neskaper his own par, but still he will be neskaper im haBeis Din. Now to explain pshat in this machlekes harishenim, one can explain pshat in this machlekes harishenim as follows. That the machlekes harishenim is a fundamental machlekes as far as how to understand the chiyu par helm davar shal tzibur. And this, when there is a chiyu par helm davar shal tzibur, each yachid v'yachid is nachayiv his own personal carbon. Do we understand this, a koyachid v'yachid is nachayiv his own personal carbon? Is because they yitze their chiyuv with the par hom dover shal tzibur? Or do we understand this, a koyach hevyach is nachayiv his own personal carbon? Is because by chet shal tzibur, there is no chiyuv for each yachid v'yachid to bring a carbon? This, that there is a chiyuv for each yachid v'yachid to bring their own personal carbon, is only by chet shal yachid. In a case there was also a tzibur al pi based in the chet is no longer considered a chet shal yachid, but rather the chet is considered a chet shal tzibur. And by a chet shal tzibur, there is no chiyuv al kol yachid v'yachid to bring their own personal carbon. Now if we are to understand this, al kol yachid v'yachid is not chayiv his own personal carbon, it's because each yachid v'yachid is yitzi is chiyuv with a par om dover shal tzibur, so too we will say that if a kohen Mashiach was chaytei, Behelim Dover Shigigas Maisa, even though the Kohen Mashiach was on Schaiv a par, but still his Yitzi is Chiyuv with a par Helim Dover Shal Tzibur. This that the Rambam argues is because the Rambam understands this, that we say that Koyachid V'yachid is not Chayiv his own personal carbon, is because Heicha Sha'asa Rav Tzibur Beras based in the Chet is considered a Chet Shal Tzibur. And in order to be considered a chet shal tzibur, one needs, as we find in Rashi and Amabes, but the Ramaskol ein chayavim bekarbin, that only heicha sha'asu al pi beistin do we say that the chet is considered a chet shal tzibur. Heicha sha'asu al pi beistin mechalki kul me'adadi v'havu yechidim. And therefore, by the Kohen Mashiach, who was chayte, had he been chayte behelim dover b'shigigas maisa, and the Shigigas Maisa would have been completely al pi hayasai, then his chet is no longer included in the chet of the tzibur. And his chet is a regular chet shal yachid. And for that reason, he would have been chayiv his own chiyuv karbon, which is a par. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in this machlekes harishayinim. In Rashi we find, as we mentioned before, the Rashi explains pshat in the Shaka Vatari of the Gemara, that the Gemara Shaka Vatari, who is the Mufla? Is the Kohen Mashiach the Mufla? Or the Beis Din the Mufla'in? Is a Shaka Vatari as far as the Reisha of our Mishnah is concerned? In our Gemara Shaka Vatari, as far as Halacha of Hir Bifnei Atzmai, Vasa Bifnei Atzmai, Miskaper Loi Bifnei Atzmai. Now, here one has to understand. As far as this, our Gemara asks, Lema du mufla v'himeina muflam shita de miskaple b'fnei atzma yura de l'hoin v'likum. Ocher the Gemara could have asked a better kasha. And the Gemara did not only have to ask a kasha pshita from the Reisha, but rather the Gemara could have asked a kasha from the Seifa, by hira matzibur v'asa matzibur miskaple matzibur. If he is the mufla, and they are not a mufla, how could he be miskaple matzibur if yura de l'hoin is not considered anything? So from Rashi Ulchiru one sees the following chiddush, that even if the Kohen Mashiach is a mufla, and they are not muflain, as long as he paskin like them, their psak is considered a psak. And for that reason, in the seif of the Mishnah, that the Kohen Mashiach paskin like the psak of the Beis Din, for that reason the halacha is miskaple matzibur, since their psak is considered a psak. Only in the Reisha of our Mishnah, that the Kohen Moshiach did not paskin like the Psak of Beis Din, but rather the Psak of the Kohen Moshiach was as far as something else is concerned, only then do we say that their Psak is not considered a Psak. And so too we find in Tesis on Amud Beis. In Rabbeinu Chanan, on the other hand, who explains that the Kasha of the Gemara is the Kasha from the Seifa, and the Kasha of the Gemara is this, that if the Kohen is a Mufla, and the Beis Din are not Muflain, if so, what is Pshat in the Seifa that we learn Tehira Matibur V'Asa Matibur Maskapoy Matibur, since the Ra is not considered a Ra? From Rabbeinu Chanan, one sees that even though the Mufla paskins like the Psak of Beis Din, but still their Psak is not considered a Psak, since the Mufla was not together with them at the time of their Psak. That is what comes out from the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananu. Now getting back to our Mishnah again, our Mishnah says as follows, Hariya Kli Mashiach Latzmi Shegig Vasa Shegig Mevi Par Shegig Vasa Mezid Mezid Vasa Shegig Potzer. Now as far as the case of Shegig Vasa Mezid, we find that the Tesis Harosh and the Mepharshim ask the following Tmiya. What is it said that Shegig Vasa Mezid should be chayv to bring a par? Since he is a mezid, l'chayr is pashet that he is la bar kor benhu. That is the kasha of the Tesis Harosh and the Mepharshim on the case of Shegig Vasa Mezid. Now as far as the case of Mezid Vasa Shegig, we find that Tesis and other Mepharshim ask the following kasha. Tema heicha v'shegig boi ra, I achil b'shtika. V'oi mikri ha'ra, ha'me'achar sh'nimeru la'achirim ki ma'atzim mali b'shtika mali b'dibor. And for that reason, the Asa b'shegig should itself be considered as if he's being Asa b'ra, since there is a helem davar taking place at the time of his shegig. And therefore the fact that he was amazed at the time of the Ra should not make any difference whatsoever. So to answer these Lukashas, we find in the Mepharshim to Malchim, as far as how to explain Shegig Vasa Mezid, Mezid Vasa Shegig. The Karenari explains Shegig Vasa Mezid, Mezid Vasa Shegig as follows. That the case of Shegig Vasa Mezid is not referring to a case that at the time of the actual Asiya, he realized that his Ra was Betos, and still he is doing the Maisa, but rather at the time of the Maisa, he is still Oime B'Tehusai, that his Hira is a good Hira. Just even if not for the Hira's Heter, he would still have done the Maisa. And this that he is doing the Maisa is not because he is being Semech on the Hira, but rather, even had he known that the Maisa is also, he would still have done the Maisa. And for that reason, our Mishnah refers to such a person as a Shegig Va'asa Mezid. But still there is a Havmina for us to say that he is Chayv HaKorban, since at the time of Asiya, he still held that his Hira is a good Hira. That is how the Karenari explains Shegig Vasa Mezid. Now as far as the case of Mezid Vasa Shegig, we find that the Karenari explains that Asiya B'Shegig does not mean that he thought that Asiya was an Asiya B'Heter, since now he's being Mura Heter to do whatever he is doing. But rather, Asa B'Shegig means that there was a Shigigas Maisa taking place. For example, at the time of Hira, he paskined the Chilev is Motzer, and he knew at the time of the Hira that his Hira was not a good Hira. Just at the time of Asiya, he thought that he was eating Shuman and Achilev, and for that reason, one does not have a Hira's Heter at the time of the Asiya. For us to say that one has a Helm Dover and a Shigigas Maisa at the time of the Asiya. That is how the Karenira explains the two cases of our Mishnah and answers the two kashas that we mentioned before. In the Netziv, in Rami Sada, we find that the Netziv explains Pshat in the two cases of our Mishnah with a different Mahalach. And the Netziv explains as follows, that the case of Mezid Vasa Shekig does not mean that at the time of Hira he knew that he was making a mistake, but rather the Mezid at the time of the Ra means that he was not Ma'ayin Heitev Bechol Tzad. And since at the time of the Ra he was not Ma'ayin Heitev Bechol Tzad, that itself is considered a Mezid, since we say Shigigas Talmud Oyla Zodin, which Rashi explains to mean that if one was not careful with one's Ra, that itself is considered a Mezid. And that is a Mezid of our Mishnah. And this our Mishnah says, Mezid Va'asa Shegig means that he was Semech al pi the ayra that he paskins without being mevara his ayra hetiv. That is as far as the case of mezid vasa shegig. Now, as far as the case of shegig vasa mezid, the case of shegig vasa mezid means that at the time of ayra he was mevara the alacha b'chol kaichai. But later on, he was roya eiz astir of a kosha al yune v'lechosho davar. And he was eisek v'shiyatza oz b'shas hera, even though at the time of the asiya he knew that there was eiz astir of a kosha on his previous hera. And for that reason, he is considered also b'mezid, since he was roya hoya lachzer al yune. That is how the Netziv explains the two cases of our Mishnah and answers the two kashas that we mentioned before. Now getting back to this, we mentioned Rishim the Karanera, that the Karanera explains Pshat in our Mishnah Mezid Vasa Shegig to mean that the Ra was a Ra Betos. And also Shegig means there was a Schal for Echeo B'Shuman, and there is a Shegig Asmais at the time of the Asiyah. And for that reason, one does not have a Helim Dover im Shigas Maisa in order to Mechayev the Kayim Mashiach Apar. So too we find in Rabbeinu Chanan on other Mefarshim. The Rabbeinu Chanan explains Pshat in our Mishnah Mezid Vasa Shigig to mean Kigun Shigomar Loichel Chil Vachkach Ochachatichas Chilev Hu Chayishev Shu Shuman Pater Dene Chayev al Shigas Maisa Uchudar Shum Korbin. Vachayev, according to this Mahalach, it is Mashma that the only reason why the Kohen Mashiach is pater from bringing a par is only because the Ra was a Ra b'mezid. But let's say the Ra was not a Ra b'mezid, but rather the Ra was a Ra b'shegig. And then it was in Schal v'chila b'shuman, and he was also b'shegig, the Kohen Mashiach be chayev to bring a par. Okay, one can ask the following kasha from this, what we find before in the Gemara Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that there is a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan in a case of Nischal for Echilo B'Shuman. And based in Paskin the Echilo of his mutter, that according to Rav, he is potter from bringing a kispa or a sira. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he is chayiv since it is not considered Teila B'Bastin. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who understands that Nischal for Echilo B'Shuman is not considered Teila B'Bastin, how can one explain Pshat in our Mishnah that by Nischal v'chila b'shuman the Kohen Mashiach will be chayev to bring a par, v'chila he was not tula in his hara, and therefore he should not be chayev to bring a par, but rather the halacha should be that he is potter. And as we find in Rabbeinu Chananel before, Rabbeinu Chananel paskins like Rabbi Chanan. And even according to the Shita of Rav, one has to know, as we find in Tesis before in the Beis Amud Aleph, Tesis has the following suffix. If according to Rav, if one has a tzibur sha'asu b'kiyagavna sh'nezchal v'chilo b'shuman, do we say that in such a case there is a chiyuv par helm dover shal tzibur? In other words, Tesis has said that this, that according to Rav, one is pater, is only referring to a case that a tzibur were also al pi beistin, and one person was nezchal v'chilo b'shuman, that even though he himself is not Teilu and Beistin, but still he is included in the Par Helim Dover Shal Tzibur, since one has a Rav Tzibur that were also all P Beistin. But if Rav Tzibur, when is Chalfu Lohem Chela B'Shuman, even according to Rav, is not considered the Rav Tzibur or Teilu and Beistin, and for that reason one does not have a Chiyuv Par Helim Dover Shal Tzibur, even according to Rav. And therefore, in our Mishnah, even according to Rav, will come out that by Kohen Mashiach, if was Nischal v'chila b'shuman, he should not be chayev to bring a par, since he was not teila b'hayasai. So to explain Pshat and the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Karanir and other Mefarshim who explained that our Mishnah is referring to a case that Mezid v'asa shegig, that it was Nischal v'chila b'shuman, and the only reason why the Kohen Mashiach is not chayev to bring a par is only because his Hayra was b'mezid. We'll hear from here one sees the following Chiddush, that in order for the Kohen Mashiach to be chayev to bring a par, one does not need that he was teila b'hayra asai, but rather as long as one has a helm davar m'shigigas maisa, that itself is enough for us to say that he is chayev a par Kohen Mashiach. And from this, our Gemara says that the makar of our Mishnah is from the drasha of Ashmas Ha'am, that a Kohen Mashiach hareyu k'tzibur, that by tzibur itself, in order for the tzibur to be chayv a par helm dover shal tzibur, one does not need that the tzibur were tula there are siya b'ruas b'yistin, but rather as long as one has a home dover m'shigas ma'isa that itself is enough to mechayiv a par helim dover shal tzibor. Only as far as a p'tur of yachid sh'asa b'ruas b'yistin, which is what the Gemara is referring to before in the Afbeis Hamad Aleph as we find in Rashi, only as far as a p'tur of yachid sh'asa b'ruas b'yistin do we need that the yachid is t'ila his asiyah in the Yerav Beistin, since only then is the Yachid Pater from bringing his own carbon. And since as far as the Torah of Yachid, one needs to be Teila Beistin for that reason, Rabbi Yechanan says one is Chayiv, since by Nischaf Vaychila Beshuman he was not Teila his asiyah in the Yerav Beistin. That is okay, what comes out from Rabbi Nochananel and the other Mepharshim that we mentioned before. In the Rambam, in Perek Tezvav Milchon Shkoges Hachabes, we find that the Rambam argues on Rabbeinu Chananel. And the Rambam says that in order for the Kohen Mashiach to be chayiv to bring a par, one needs that he is teila his asiya b'hayasai. And therefore the Rambam says that if the Kohen Mashiach was on schaf oichil b'shuman, and there was a shigigas maisa, he is not chayiv to bring a par, but rather he is pater legamri. Since in order to be chayiv, a par kohen Mashiach, one needs to be teila b'hoya asai. From the Rambam one sees that so too, as far as a chiyu par helm dover shal tzibor, one needs that the tzibor were teila der asiya b'yuas beistin in order to be chayv a par helm dover shal tzibor, since the makar of our Mishnah is based on la'ashmas ha'om that a kohen Mashiach harei u k'tzibor. And therefore, if a kohen Mashiach, in order to be chayv him to bring a par, one needs that he is teila as asiya b'yuas asai, so too, as far as a tzibor one needs, that they are teila their asiya b'yuas beistin in order to be chayv a par helim dover shal tzibor. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel and the other mefarshim. But in the Gemara before and after out on the base of chira, one clearly sees that the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Chanan applies to tzibor sha'asu b'yuas beistin as well. And in order to be chayiv a par helim dover shal tzibor, one needs that the asiyah of the tzibor was nitla in the yah. And if we are to say that a tzibor shenischalfam chila b'shuman or chayiv a par helim dover shal tzibor, so too we will say that a yachid who is nischalfam chila b'shuman has a p'tur of a yachid shasa b'yas beistin. And therefore, from the Gemara before in the Afdal on the base of chayiv one sees, not like we said before, v'shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, but rather from the Gemara one sees that one needs to be teila b'beistin in order to have the chiyuv par helim dover shal tzibor. And therefore, how can Rabbeinu Chananel possibly say that as far as Kohen Mashiach is concerned, even by nischaf oichila b'shuman, but still as long as the yirah was b'shegig, and the asiyah was b'shegig, that itself is enough to mechayiv a par Kohen Mashiach? So to answer this plea of chayu, one has to say a different mahalach b'shitas Rabbeinu Chananel and the other mefarshim. And chayu, one has to say as follows, that there are two halachas as far as the chiyu par halom dover shal tzibor is concerned. There is one halacha that one needs a halom dover im shigas mais in order to be chayiv a par halom dover shal tzibor, and that is the halacha that is learnt out to par kohen Mashiach from the drash of Ashmas Ha'am the Mashiach Hareo Ketzibor. But then there is another halacha as well, as far as the Chiyuv Par Helm Dover Shal Tzibor. And the other halacha is this, that in order to be Chayiv Par Helm Dover Shal Tzibor, one needs that the Asiyah the Tzibor was Nitla in the Yerav Beistin. And this that one needs, that the Asiyah the Tzibor was Nitla in the Yerav Beistin, is only because one needs a Chet Shal Tzibor. And in order to be considered a chet shal tzibor, one needs that the asiyah was nitla in the yirah. Since then there is a common denominator between the chatoim, for us to say that the chatoim are no longer considered chatoim of yechidim, but rather, as Rashi explains, now one has a chet shal tzibor, and one has an asiyah of a tzibor, since there is a common denominator between all the asiyahs that are taking place. But this second halacha, that one needs that the asiyah is tali b'yirah in order for us to say that one no longer has chatoim of kama yechidim, but rather one has a chet shal tzibor, is only halacha as far as the chiyuv par helim dover shal tzibor is concerned. As far as Parakai Moshiach is concerned, there is an halacha that one needs a tliya v'ayra in order to be chayv a Parakai Moshiach. And therefore we will say that as long as one has a helm dover, im shigas maisa, that itself is enough to be chayv a Parakai Moshiach. That is a chira. What comes out from the Shita of Rabbi Nachmanano and the other Mefarshim. The Rambam on the other end argues, and the Rambam understands, that this that one needs a tuya bebeistin is mehilchos halem davar, that in order for us to say that the shkaga is connected to the halem davar, one needs that the shkaga was al pi the haya, and if the shkaga was not al pi the haya, then the halem davar and the shigas maisa have absolutely no connection, and for that reason there is no chiyuv par halem davar shel tzibur. And so too, based on the drasha of Lashmas Ha'am, one will not have a chiyuv par kai Mashiach. That is one mahalach, with which one can explain pshat v'shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, and explain pshat the machlokes between Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. Now we'll hear from this that we learned in our Mishnah, that by hira matzibur v'asa matzibur miskapele matzibur, Bechir one clearly sees that even though, as Rashi explains, the Tana of our Mishnah holds that the Chiyu Par Helm Dover Shol Tzibur is the Chiyu Van Beistin, but still Beistin are bringing the Par Lechaper Al HaTzibur, and for that reason the Kayim Mashiach is included in the Kapar of the Par, since the Par is coming to be Mechaper Al HaTzibur, and the Kayim Mashiach is included in the Kapar of the Tzibur. That is Bechir what comes out from our Mishnah according to the Mahalach of Rashi. And so we find as a Shita of Rashi, as we mentioned before in our Shir on Daf Gimel, and our Shir on Daf Av. But now the one has to understand, if so, how are we to explain this? That our Gemara has the following Havamina. And our Gemara says, based on the Drosh of Ashma Salm, we should say, Eima Matzibor Hoya Va'osu Achra Bayosei Chayavin, Af Moshiach Kishahira Vasu Akra Bayosa Yehe Chayiv, and the Kayim Moshiach Shimuchuyiv to bring a par for someone else's Shgaga. Vachari, even according to the Havamina of our Gemara, that the Kayim Moshiach Shimuchuyiv to bring a par in a case of Hira Vasu Akhirov, that does not mean to say that the other people are Pturim from bringing their own carbon, but rather even though the people that were Isal Piyarasa are still Chayiv to bring a carbon, but so the Kayim Mashiach should be chayiv being a carbon for his hayah. So from the Havmir of the Gemara, Chayim clearly sees that the chiyuv of Beis Din to being a carbon for their hayah is coming to mechaper on their halem davar, and it is not coming to mechaper on the shigigas maisa of whoever was Isal PM. So to answer this kasha, Chayim has to say as follows, that even though, as we mentioned before, the Shita of Rashi is this, that Beis Din are bringing a par to Mechaper al Tzibur, that does not mean to say that the par is only coming to Mechaper al Tzibur, but rather it is also coming to Mechaper on their Hayah. And the par is coming to Mechaper on the Asiya of the Tzibur and on the Helim Dover of Beis Din. And for that reason there is a Havamina, that by Hira Vasu Achra by Yosei Yechayiv, since there is a Chiyuv par for the Hayah. That is a Chira, what comes out from our Gemara B'Shitas Rashi. Now, here one has to know, as our Gemara goes on to say, based on the drasha of the Hikar Achatos Yashachata, Mashachata, Mevi Ve'Mevi, Mashachata, Achirim, and from there our Gemara learns out that Ahir Va'osu Achirim, the Kayim Mashiach, is not Chayiv to bring a par. Do we say that the Chiyuv, that the Kayim Mashiach is Chayiv to bring a par, is for the Asiya? Just as the Tanai that one needs Alam Dover in order to mechayev the Kayim Mashiach in bringing the par, or do we say that really the chiyuv of the Kayim Mashiach to bring a par is for the Helam Dover? Just like the Havamina of the Gemara, just this that one needs his own Asiya, is Exeris HaKosov based on the Pasuk of Ehikrev Al-Chatos HaShachata, that from there we learn out Amashachata Umevi Ve'Mevi Amashachata Acherim, which Ochir 1 can explain by saying, then the Pasuk was in Schadish, that in order for us to see that the Maisa is connected to the Ayah, one needs his own Chet. Since his Ayah is only considered Ayah as far as he himself is concerned, his Ayah is not considered Ayah as far as Achirim, And therefore, even if Achim were Eisal Piyayase, but still their Asiyah is not connected to the Ayah. Since again, they have no din to be Eisal Piyayase, since his Ayah is not considered Ayah relative to them. Vokhari from the Diyuk Vashna Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, Hariya Matzibur Vasa Matzibur Meskapule Matzibur. One sees that the Chiyuv Parakayim Moshiach is for the Shigigas Maisa. And for that reason, Bahiru Matzibur Va'asa Matzibur, he is Meskapue Matzibur, and he is included in the Kapara of the Tzibur, that the Tzibur are receiving a Kapara for their Shigigas Maisa. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following Machlekes between Abaye and Rava. As far as how to explain Hiru Bifnei Atzmai, Va'asa Bifnei Atzmai, Meskapue Bifnei Atzmai. Abaye says, according to the Gersa of Tesvis, the chata b'fnei atzmi v'asa b'fnei atzmi hichidami diyasi b'shnei mekoy meis v'kam meiru b'chadi sura. And even though they are being meiru b'chadi sura, since hiriyasi b'shnei mekoy meis for that reason, he is meskaper b'fnei atzmi. Rava argues and Rava says that the halacha of our Mishnah, that asa b'fnei atzmi meskaper b'fnei atzmi, is not dependent unto mekoy meis, but rather it is dependent upon two isurim. Now to explain Pshat in the Sheet of Abaye, and to explain Pshat the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava, we find that the Karanayu explains Pshat the Machlokes as follows. That as far as the halacha, the seifa of our Mishnah, that if he was Hiriya Matzibur, Meskaper, and Matzibur, one can explain Pshat in the halacha of Meskaper and Matzibur with one of two Mahalchim. Either one can say that by Hiriya Matzibur, he was not Tzemech completely on his Ayah. And for that reason, he is not chayev a korban, but rather he is included in the tzibur, which, as we mentioned before, is a sheet of the Rambam. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the sefer by saying, is that even though he is seimech al piyoy asai, but still he is meskaper together with the tzibur. The Karnir goes on to say that that itself is a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. This Rabbi says that a hirub of neatzmai is referring to a case the Yasri B'Shnei Mekemes V'Kol Meiru B'Chad Yisura, is because Abaye understands that the halacha of our Mishnah, that Ahuya Matzibur Meskaper Matzibur, this Abayuya Matzibur, he could be Meskaper Matzibur, is only because we say that he is not Tzemech on his Ayurah Agami, and for that reason he is not Chayev Parakai Moshiach, and therefore he is Meskaper in Matzibur. But that is only if he was Yosef ben Malkam HaBeistin, that we say that he is not Semech al Pia Yosef, but rather he is Semech al Pia Yosef Beistin. But by Yosef B'Shnei Mekemeis, then we say that he is Semech al Hira Yosef Lagamri, and for that reason, he is Neschayev a Parakai Mashiach, and then he will not be Meskaper Matzibur, but rather he will need his own Kapara. This, the Rava argues, is because Rava understands that the halacha of the Seifa of our Mishnah is not because we say that he is not Tzemech al Pi Ayah Asi Agami, and therefore he was not Nischayev a Parakai Moshiach. But rather this, that he is Meskaper Matzibur, is because the Kapar of the Tzibur works for the Kohen Gadol as well, even when he was Nischayev his own Parakai Moshiach. And for that reason, Rava explains that the Halacha of the Reisha is only by Trei Yisuri, since by Trei Yisuri we do not say that he is Meskaper Matzibur, since he cannot be Meskaper with the Parahom Dover Shal Tzibur, which is coming for a different Aveira. That is how the Karanuri explains Pshat in the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara goes on to say, Pshita hu bechil avim b'avidizara, chet b'fnei atzmeyu, t'chavukim b'taymayu v'chavukim b'karbonis, t'hu b'par v'him b'par v'soer. Elohu bechil v'mechases hakar v'him v'chil v'shaladakim ma'u. Yaminun af agav de kabanan shava kivan mitrei kroi kasu. Haplegim atimayu, a doma shame cheo of echadu. Im tim soim a shame cheo of echadu, who behel of him adam mao, yaminum atimayu apligin, a doma kivan a shavim a carbon, basar carbon as linon teiko. In the Rambam, in Paraktes Vav Milchashkogas, Hachay, we find that the Rambam says as follows. Hiram base the Mishkoga. V'shogigu him bedam v'bechilav einu miskapoy matzibur elamevi par la'atzmai. In the Achreinim we find that the Achreinim are matmiya the following tmiya on the Rambam. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara ends off with a teiku, and therefore how can the Rambam say that the Kohen Mashiach brings a par? L'chira, it is a suffix chulin bazara. In the Karanera we find that the Karanera explains Pshat and the Rambam based on this that we mentioned before. And the Rambam paskins like Abaye, that Pshat and the Halacha of our Mishnah, that we say Hura Matzibur Miskaper Matzibur is only because he is not Tzemech upon his Eruah Lagamri. And since he is not Tzemech upon his Eruah Lagamri, for that reason he was not in his Chayiv of Par Kohen Mashiach. And for that reason, as long as he was Tzemech al Pi Eruah Asi Lagamri, it is Poshet, that he is Chayiv his own Par Kohen Mashiach, and he is not in his Kaper Matzibur. And for that reason, there are paskins with pshitos that here and based in Mishkog of Shogu Lehim Bedam Ubechilev, Eine Miskarpo Le Matzibur, or maybe Parlazmi, since then one cannot say that he was not Tzemech al Pi Eruah Asi Lagamri, since his Eruah and the Eruah based in are not the same Eruah. And the entire suffix of our Gemara is only a suffix according to Rava, not according to Abaye. That is how the Karanera explains Pshat B'Shitas HaRambam. In Rabbeinu Chananel we find that Rabbeinu Chananel explains Pshat and Abaye like the Shita of Tosfos, that according to Abaye, even Mechad Yisura, if they are B'Shnei Mekomos, then we do not say that the Kohen Mashiach is Meskaper Im HaTzibur. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, one has to explain Pshat and Abaye like the Karanera, that this, that according to Abaye, it is dependent upon Tumakimais, is because by Tumakimais we do not say that he is Semech his Eruah al Pi the Eruah based in. And since we do not say that he is Semech his Eruah al Pi the Eruah based in, for that reason he is in Schaif his own Par Kohen Mashiach, and therefore he is not in his Kaper Matzibur, only if he was Meir in the same place the basin, we say that he is Semech as Eruah and Basin, and therefore he is not in his Chai of his own Par Kohen Mashiach. But now, Chai, one can ask a seeming Stira B'Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. As we mentioned before, from Rabbeinu Chananel, Chai, one clearly sees that as long as one has a Helam Dover Im Shigigas Maisa, even though the Shgoga is not nitle in the Eruah, but someone has a chiyuv par kohen Mashiach. And for the reason Rabbeinu Chananel says that even according to Rabbi Yechonon, but still by kohen Mashiach, if it wasn't schal v'y chiyuv b'shuman, he will be chayv a par kohen Mashiach. If so, it should come out that no matter what, even if he was not semech al pi his Eruah Gami, but rather he was semech al pi beistin, but still, he should be neschayev a par kohen Mashiach, and therefore he should not be meskaper matzibur. And therefore, again, according to the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, one has to understand what is the difference between two mekomos and one mokim, according to Abaye. So to explain pshat and Abaye, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, one has to explain pshat and Abaye with a different malach, and say this Abaye differentiates between one mokim and two mekomos is not a chiluk if he is Semech as Eruah based in or not, but rather it is a chiluk if we can consider the Kohen Mashiach as part of based in or not. As we find in the Rav and so to the Chiknosan, his Medayik and the Rambam, as far as the halacha of the Seifa of our Mishnah of Hura and based in, that is only if he is considered actually part of based in, and he is one of the members of Sanhedrin, does one have the halacha of the Seifa Meskaper Im HaTzibur. And similarly, one can say v'shitas Abaye this, that one needs b'chad mokum, is only because b'chad mokum we see as if he is part of the Sanhedrin. And in order to meskaper matzibur, one needs that he is actually part of the Sanhedrin. That is a chira, what comes out from the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel as far as how to explain pshat in Abaye.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. or email info@shasilluminated.org.